What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the 100% Real Podcast, where we keep it 100% real. It's your boy, your host, Jay Nitro, from the YouTube channel known as Jay Nitro Vlogs. So a couple weeks ago, we did an episode called Carowinds, you know, just touch based on, you know, a little bit of the history of Carowinds, a little bit of the rides and stuff, and my experience at Carowinds. So today we're going to talk about Six Flags. Six Flags has a couple locations. Sorry, I'm yawning a bit here. It's 3:37 in the morning over here on the East Coast right now. We got Six Flags over Texas, Six Flags over Georgia, Six Flags St. Louis, Six Flags Great Adventure, Six Flags Magic Mountain, Great America, Fiesta, Texas, Discovery Kingdom, Six Flags America, Six Flags New England, Six Flags Mexico, Six Flags Darien Lake, The Great Escape, Frontier City, and I cannot pronounce that. I'm not going to try to, but let's hear this. So this is what it will be.
La Ronde.
I'm not sure y'all can hear that. Let's try that again.
La Ronde.
Whatever she said is what that is. So there's approximately, two in California, two in New York, one in Canada, one in Massachusetts, one in Mexico, one in Illinois, one in Maryland, one in New Jersey, looks like two in Texas, one in Georgia, one in St. Louis, one in Illinois, not sure if I said that already, and one in Oklahoma City. So the one that I've been to is Six Flags America in Maryland. They opened in 1974. It was actually a wildlife thing. So, and then Six Flags became Six Flags May 5th, 1999. I was, dang, that's a long time, 99. So I was 4. Yeah, I was 4. Had to do my subtraction because I forgot. Anyway, not that I forgot, but you know, the operating season is March through January, which is weird because Carowinds, their stuff. Ow, it kind of hurt a little bit. Their stuff is They just added a lot of stuff so that they could stay open that long. But their main thing was after Carowinds, so they were done until the next season. But like I said, 1974, it was called the Largo Wildlife Preserve. It was like that 1974 through 1978. That's crazy. And then in 1978, what the world? In 1978 through 1980, it was called Wild Country. And then Wild World, and then 1981 to 1991. I'm gonna give y'all a whole rundown of what these are. Adventure World from 1992 to 1998. and the Six Flags America from 1999 to now, well, present day. So I'm just going to talk briefly about this topic. I went to this amazing theme park on my spring break when I was in Maryland for a couple of days. I had a blast, actually. For those that have never been to Six Flags anywhere, I strongly advise you to go. So, with Six Flags, it was rebranded. Well, no, I'm sorry. At the end of 1998, Six Flags announced that World Adventure, along with Kentucky Kingdom and Louisville, Kentucky, a place in Denver, Colorado, a place in Ohio, and Marine World near San Francisco will be rebranded as Six Flags Parks in 1999, while Darien Lake near Buffalo, New York. Well, Buffalo, New York. My bad. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. I am tired as hell. Near Buffalo, New York, and Riverside Park in Springfield, Massachusetts, will be flagged in 2000. Dad, talk about the new millennium, baby. In 1999, Adventure World officially became Six Flags America. This name was chosen because of the park's close proximity, 20 minutes, to Washington, D.C., and its American themes. And with that change, many others, including its extensive... I'm tired, people. Leave me alone. With that change, many others, including extensive remodeling and retheming, as well as two new lands, Gotham City and Looney Tunes Movie Town. Python was removed and sent into storage, but three new coasters opened that year, Two-Face, the Flip Side, and the Joker's Jinx. I've actually went on that ride. Amazing ride. Holy crap. Superman Ride of Steel, that's like their version of the Intimidator. I love it because I know the ride, the Intimidator, except the railing is on one side. It's weird. Y'all have to look it up on YouTube. And then the Batwing was pretty nice too. So, Superman Ride of Steel came in 2000. 2001, they had the Batwing. They had a water park known as Paradise Island Water Park. If I mess up another word, this is going to be trouble. Paradise Island Water Park was rebranded as Six Flags Hurricane Harbor. So, yeah, it was crazy. They had a lot of stuff there. I met a lot of cool people that I don't remember. Don't want to remember. Heck. If I yawn or mispronounce another freaking word, I'm gonna lose it. You think I'm playing? I am not playing. So here are the rides that are open right now. Here are the rides that are open right now. Thrill rides. You got the Batwing Coaster. It's Big Easy Speedway. Bourbon Street Fireball. Firebird Floorless Coaster. Harley Quinn Spinsanity is new. It's not open yet, but it'll be new for this year. Raging Cajun. Roar. Superman Ride of Steel. Joker's Jinx. The Mind Eraser, amazing ride too. The Wild One, Voodoo Drop, and Wonder Woman, Lasso of Truth. Those are the thrill rides. Family rides, you know, those are kind of lame, no cap. I don't really mess with the family rides like that, but if you want to know, I'll tell you. The Carousel, lame. Coyote Creek, Crazy Cars, lame. Cyclone, lame. Flying Carousel, super lame. French Quarter Flyers, lame. Great Race Antique Cars, what the fuck, lame. High Seas, probably lame. Pirates Flight, lame. Riddle Me This, I think that's the one. Yeah, that's the one I like. I like that one. That was pretty dope. Rodeo, lame. Shipwreck Falls, lame. Teacups, hella lame. The Penguins Blizzard River, lame. The Zydeco Zinger. I don't even know if I'm saying it right. Lame. Kiddie Rides. We're not going to even explore those. So, with that being said, there's a lot of things to do at the park. You guys go get a season pass or whatever you do. Go to Six Flags America. Have an amazing time. Tell me all about it. Not really. I don't really want to hear about it. But not the point. Hey, this is the podcast that keeps it too sweet. And we are OUT out.